In this bulletin, high-profile neurosurgeon Brian Aller named as Labor's candidate for the Sydney seat of Bennelong. Donald Trump travelled to Pittsburgh in the wake of the deadly shooting at a synagogue. And in sport, Alex de Minaur eliminated from the Paris Masters in the first round. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Former boss of the Australian Medical Association, Brian Aller, will run for Labor in the Sydney seat of Bennelong at the next federal election. The high-profile neurosurgeon and trauma specialist was elected president of the AMA in 2014. Dr. Aller says he hopes to protect Australia's healthcare system from constant coalition attacks by helping Labor win government.
I have fought hard and passionately to defend Medicare and our excellent Australian healthcare system against the constant attacks from a Liberal coalition government. I have been successful in doing that. And I believe that it is Labor that will protect Medicare and also invest in our healthcare system for the healthcare of all Australians.
The fiance of murdered Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi says United States President Donald Trump should not pave the way for a cover-up of his death. The Washington Post columnist was killed in Saudi Arabia's consulate in Istanbul earlier this month. Speaking at a memorial event in London, Hatice Sengiz expressed disappointment in the actions of some world leaders.
I am deeply grateful for the solidarity of people all over the world. I am, however, disappointed in the actions of the leadership in many countries, particularly in the United States. President Donald Trump should help reveal the truth and ensure justice be served.
New Zealand's North Island has been struck by a magnitude 6.2 earthquake. The quake was felt over a wide area, including the capital Wellington and the city of New Plymouth. The New Zealand Parliament, which was sitting at the time, was suspended to allow the building to be checked. Australia's cybersecurity agency says the country's 5G mobile network could have faced security risks if Chinese telecommunications company Huawei was involved in the rollout. Australian Signals Directorate Chief Mike Burgess says high-risk vendors were excluded from the project because a potential security threat anywhere in the network would threaten the entire system. He says the network would be linked to key infrastructure, including health systems, with emerging applications such as remote surgery through to the provisions of power and water.
The stakes could not be higher. We worked hard this year to see if there are ways to protect our 5G networks if high-risk vendors, equipment and services were present anywhere in the networks. At the end of this process, my advice was to exclude high-risk vendors from the entirety of 5G networks.
US President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will travel to Pittsburgh in the wake of the deadly shooting at a synagogue over the weekend. 11 people were killed and 6 others injured, including 4 officers, when a gunman opened fire at the Tree of Life congregation in Pittsburgh's Squirrel Hill neighborhood. US Vice President Mike Pence has praised law enforcement officials for their courage.
The response by law enforcement to this terrible attack was courageous and undoubtedly saved lives. And I can assure you, justice in this case will be swift and severe. And we will never allow violence or anti-Semitism to take hold in the United States of America.
In tennis, Australia's top-ranked men's player, Alex de Minaur, has been eliminated from the Paris Masters in the first round. The 19-year-old failed to convert 2 match points against Feliciano Lopez. The Spanish veteran prevailed in 3 sets. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 24. Adelaide, also sunny and 33. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 22. Hobart, mostly sunny, 18. Canberra, sunny and 31. Wollongong, much the same, 24. Sydney, mostly sunny, 25. Newcastle, similar conditions, 29. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, also cloudy and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.